Nearly 2 years after the overthrow of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, opposing forces are still fighting over Tunisia's future path. These clashes erupted last month between police and Salafist Muslims. Tension between hardline Islamists and secularists has risen since last year's election. The winner, the moderate Islamist Ennahda movement, is sharing power with two non-religious parties. In London, to receive the 2012 Chatham House Prize, Tunisia's president, Moncef Marzouki, said the coalition was a work in progress.
If this experiment fails, another cycle of violence will undoubtedly take place. But if it succeeds, it can become an example for the rest of the Arab and Muslim countries.
The co-recipient of the prize, head of the Ennahda movement, Rashid Ghannouchi, rejected accusations that Tunisia was moving away from democracy.
We are certain that democracy and Islam are in harmony and that we can be democratic without letting go of Islam. Furthermore, we believe that democracy without faith can turn into a power struggle where ethics are absent and where interest groups or financial lobbies rule.
Both leaders said fixing Tunisia's economy was vital for stability. This week, the European Union unfroze the assets belonging to 48 people associated with the former regime, potentially releasing millions of dollars back to Tunisian public funds. Hasiba Haj Sarawi of human rights group Amnesty International says Tunisia's progress should not be forgotten.
They did have elections, which was quite significant for the region, and I think it's setting a model for the rest of the region. But yet, what we see is a certain ambiguity when it comes to human rights, when it comes to women's rights. We do see now people who are in jail in Tunisia for insulting Islam. This is something that we haven't had before.
For the victims of the previous dictatorships, justice is at the core of the transition. Mohamed Ali Harath, who now runs the Islam Channel from London, was tortured several times for his political activities before fleeing in 1990. He favours the approach South Africa used after apartheid.
No one should get away with their wrongdoings. We have to bring them in. They have to face justice. But I think we have to move straight after that. After we have justice, we have to move to a reconciliation.
Harath rejects what he calls Western fears of Islamization.
Based on using that fear, they supported dictators for so long. They have seen the result in terms of security, in terms of development, in terms of immigration.
Large sections of Tunisian society are unhappy with their new government. But as the two-year anniversary of the revolution approaches, many analysts say the country where the Arab Spring began still holds lessons for those who followed its path. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.